And good morning, everyone. Welcome into the live interview on Country 96 and AM 1340 KXEO. Our guest in the studio this morning, as a matter of fact, he's the CEO of Western Smokehouse Partners, Matt Borman. And good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you. Thank you for having me.
We're certainly glad to have you in here this morning. There has been some exciting news in the Mexico area with the announcement that you guys are going to be opening up a state-of-the-art facility here in Mexico. First off, tell us a little bit about Western Smokehouse Partners.
So Western Smokehouse Partners, our legacy goes back to the 1970s in northern Missouri, but really the modern Western Smokehouse Partners started in 2019 when we really leaned into better-for-you meat sticks as a growing industry. Since that time, we've combined with other meat families in the Midwest, and then we also have acquired new companies. We've built some buildings, and this is really the next phase of our journey as our industry has gone from a very small niche to really one of the leading parts of the industry in the meat snack industry.
Now, as I understand it, you'll be partnering with Chomps. Tell us a little bit about this partnership, if you will.
Yeah, so we've been with Chomps since the very first sticks they ran. They started in Greentop, Missouri, just north of Kirksville. And so from the time they had created the new company, we partnered with them on making their meat sticks, and they have just steadily grown since that time. And so we've continued to build with them, and they're the fastest growing brand in the meat stick industry by far, and they needed more capacity. So we worked together to create this idea of building a large state-of-the-art meat processing plant for their brand.
Absolutely. There was a groundbreaking at the facility. Tell us about maybe some of the plans to come into this building and kind of make it your own. I read there was going to be over $60 million investment.
Yes, absolutely. So it's a very specialized manufacturing process. So you can't really find a meat processing plant made for better for you sticks ready to go. So what we do is try to find the right community, the right area where we know we can be successful. And then we just find a big warehouse and retrofit it. So there's going to be about the next nine months we'll spend on retrofitting this entire plant from a warehouse that serves soft surroundings to now a plant for our production.
Why Mexico, Missouri? Why was this a good location for you?
So number one, we're Midwest based, we're Missouri based, and so we wanted to stay in our relative geographic region. I happen to live in Columbia, Missouri. That was where I lived when we were just one location in northern Missouri, and I've stayed here the entire time through our growth. And so I really kind of keyed in on Missouri overall. And then we were looking for a community that needed jobs, that needed this investment. We wanted to find a community where we were welcome and we could grow there. So we are, Mexico, Missouri. I'd happened to pass that plant, saw that it was vacant, and made some phone calls. And it was great that it was available. Worked with the current landlord to, reach a deal that made sense. Worked with the city and the state to make sure we were aligned on this. And it all just kind of came together very quickly.
Most certainly. The reports are that this will create around 250 jobs in the Mexico area. Some other places have had challenges, getting their workforce completely staffed. How do you plan on going about filling those positions? Will you bring in people from other areas that already work for your company?
So 250 is phase one. The building is a bit larger than we needed, but we thought we could grow into it. So we do have a phase two that could come down the road and probably could total end up around 400 jobs. We recently launched, and in May of 2023, we launched a plant in Burlington, Iowa, and we had a great response. We pay a good wage, we treat people very well, we're a growing company where there's opportunity to advance. And so we were able to get our staffing in Burlington very well. We expect the same with this community by offering a good wage, opportunity to advance, even though we're kind of in the middle of our journey, it still feels like a ground floor opportunity based on what we're trying to build. And so that gets people excited that they can grow. As far as moving people in, there could be one or two, but overall we plan to build here with the community here, and bring people from the community, train them, and allow them to take on increasing levels of responsibility either initially or grow into that with training and development.
You said good starting wage. Can you kind of touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, so I think the average wage is going to be over $20, around the $22, $23 mark. Starting wage will be $18, but we always have a progressive pay scale where, for years of service and the roles and taking on responsibilities, it can grow quickly from there.
Do you plan on being a 24-hour operation, or how will that work?
So how we operate, we only operate 5 days a week. We try to avoid weekends if at all possible. Sometimes you get behind and you have to get the product. It's food. You have to get it packaged. You might have to come in on a Saturday. But overall, we really try to keep it to 5 days a week almost every single week. Now, we generally operate two shifts. We still have not decided whether we're going to start with two shifts or start with one shift and grow into two shifts. And then there's always a sanitation that happens overnight. So we'll work with a third party who will staff a third shift sanitation overnight to basically clean the facility every single night.
Very nice. When do you plan on starting the hiring process, and when do you think maybe it will be all up and running?
Yeah, so I think the first few management positions we'll probably hire about 6 months out. So that put us toward the end of Q1, March, April timeframe next year. Really about 1 month before our launch, we will start hiring the production team and either, you know, showing them on site or maybe even giving them opportunity to travel to some of our nearby sites to learn. That'll be around July, beginning of July, end of June is when we'll start bringing the first wave of staff. And we're going to build it over time, right? We know that no one here knows how to make better for you meat sticks, and we can't bring 250 people day one and try to get everyone just trained up. So, you know, we might start with 80. And then every month plan to bring in 20 more until we can hit the volumes that Chomps needs to fulfill their orders.
Very nice. People will be able to apply online, I guess. Is that how that's going to work?
There'll be online. We'll also do a lot of hiring fairs during this time. So we will have an initial probably big event where we bring a lot of people in. Hopefully we find 150, 200 people that are interested. We'll hire the first wave and then start assigning people to the future waves.
All right. Well, I certainly appreciate your time here this morning, and exciting news. Best of luck in the future.
Thank you so much. We're very excited to be here in Mexico, Missouri, and we don't want to just be in the community. We want to be a part of the community, and that's really what the groundbreaking event was all about.
Very nice. Matt Borman, our guest this morning. He is the CEO of Western Smokehouse Partners here on Country 96 and AM 1340 KXEO.